From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hamas, the Islamic militant group that governs Gaza, said Sunday it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Efforts to resolve a decade-old schism between the two main Palestinian factions appears to be coming closer to fruition after Egyptian mediators succeeded in convincing the Islamist Hamas group, which controls Gaza, to agree to dissolve its Gaza Administrative Committee that governs the territory sandwiched between Israel and Egypt. The agreement calls for new Palestinian elections in Gaza and the West Bank next year. Despite the new accord, the Fatah group is insisting Hamas start implementing the deal before any further steps are taken. It remains unclear if Hamas will agree to another key demand and allow European Union monitors and Egyptian border officials to take control of the main Rafah border post between Egypt and Gaza, officially closed since Hamas refused to uphold a 2005 agreement with Israel, necessitating the presence of EU monitors at the border. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Four young American women had acid thrown at them Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille, but police said it did not appear to be a terror attack. A 41-year-old woman has been arrested as the alleged assailant. Police officials reported that the suspect had a history of mental health problems and said she remained at the site of the attack without trying to flee. Two of the Americans suffered facial injuries. All four were hospitalized, two of them for shock. This is VOA News.